Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Mariama, na Mariama kaba Mariama. 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 Dingili dobe guru kudijino tuwalaye Mariama.
Beneath the ballad maker's moon, singing me your sweetest tunes, you whispered, take them all on loan and make them all your own. I made them all my own. a melody, the livelong theme, the everyday note in the dream, an underlying overtone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The silver tongues, the hearts of gold, the new directions in the old, the lips that kiss the Blarney Stone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The dead King Cole and spinning wheels, women of iron, brass and steel, who worked their fingers to the bone. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Your mothers and your Planxty man, battalions of the also-ran, the goddess that was Greasy Joan. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Midwinter, whitening Windy Ridge, the deep end under Cinder Bridge, where unrequited lovers groan. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The sacrifices worth the price, the poets of the paradise, whose unimagined words have flown. I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The mirror weeping all alone, the voices on the answer phone, every which way the wind has blown. My friend, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Apprentice to the ballad trade, seeking no greater accolade, I leave you these few things on loan. I made them all my own. Now make them all your own. I made them all my own. Now make them all your own.
Disciples, all the multitude. And it goes on, and it goes on. Yeah, a medicine man, a medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor. Dreadlocks Rasta man, a dreadlocks Rasta man, a medicine man, he's the medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor. Dreadlocks Rasta man, a dreadlocks Rasta man. Save Marianne, he saved Marianne. Save her life, he saved her life.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
White middle-class boy who loves reggae, I love cricket too. Settee sat in Vincent Road, I'm suffering with the flu, yes, so suffering with the flu. Messy bedroom and a stupid smoke, I never wash my hair,
that's why it smells a little bit.
Very can I be disorganised, not many clothes to wear, no, I've not many clothes to wear. I good parties, love good friends, not vegetarian. A Peak District, yes. Meadow Hall, no. Not my idea of fun.
That's not his idea of fun.
But of all these things I sing of me, it's for you I care the most. Shared initials and sense of fun. Without you I'd be lost. Oh, without you I'd be lost.
It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone. John Smith felt he was invisible. No one could ever remember his name. His was a face that would never be friendly with fame. In a gathering of three, it'd be hard-pressed to spot him. And when people met him, as soon as he'd gone, they forgot him. John Smith said, "What's the matter with me? If this is the land of opportunity, why can't I be famous? Why can't I be a star? 'Cause you don't have to be what they say that you are. Anyone can do it. Anyone can choose to be the number one item on the TV news." So he thought up a plan that would bring him success. He phoned the TV stations and alerted the press. He told them when, he told them where. Midnight, New Year's Eve, Trafalgar Square. Now the time has gone and the time has come for the TV crews and the tabloid scrum and the 20,000 people waiting to see the meaning and solution of this mystery. On the first stroke of midnight, the searchlight's beam lights up John Smith and he's living his dream. On the top of Nelson's column in his Superman gear, he stands on Nelson's shoulders and that raises a cheer. In his Superman cape and his Superman tights, he holds up his name and his name's in lights. And the cameras flash and he's on TV and he cries, "Look at me, I'm a celebrity. My name will be known now far and wide as a byword for the art of suicide." The crowds gaze up and they hold their breath as John Smith gracefully swallow dives to his death. Everyone's chasing stardom. Everyone's gasping for fame. The young are dying of boredom. The old are dying of shame. No one's want to be someone's. Everyone's racing the clocks. No one's got time for the dumb ones, 'cause they'll never make it on the box. Betty Ball's passion was shopping. The only time she felt she wasn't ignored. It made her feel valued to buy things she couldn't afford. In her dream she was decked out and sashaying in those fabulous bags, shoes and outfits displayed in shop windows. Betty Ball, leafing through a fashion mag, saw an ad for a black Gucci shoulder bag with Italian leather trim and studs of gold. How Betty Ball longed to possess that shoulder bag that was gonna be on display in the Selfridges sale on New Year's Day as a knockdown price. She just had to acquire her envy-provoking heart's desire, for a black Gucci shoulder bag with matching leather trim would fill her cup of happiness to the brim. Now it's New Year's Eve and at Selfridges store, Betty Ball's camping outside the door, and a mile-long queue has formed behind, and murderous thoughts flit through her mind. For Betty fears, and Betty's sure, that the Gucci shoulder bag is what they're queuing for. At the first stroke of midnight from Trafalgar Square, a cheer floats in on the frosty air. Now the time has come and the time has gone, and it's on your marks and the race is on. For the doors are open and the orderly queue breaks into a flood, and it surges through and they're pushing and they're shoving, no quarter given. This is what it's like in consumer heaven. Well, one swarm makes for the Gucci display with a frantic Betty leading the way. She's nearly there, and at her back is the black Gucci shoulder bag hunting pack. But Betty trips as she reaches out and grabs the bag with a triumphant shout. Then she falls and they're all in a sprawling heap, and Betty's at the bottom buried 10 feet deep. Betty Ball died in a state of grace with a bag in her hand and a blissful smile.
on her face. Everyone's shopping for shopping. Everyone's buying respect. The price of happiness is dropping, and it's never quite what you expect. Buying's the meaning of earning, so the train can go thundering on. The wheels must never stop turning. Does anyone know where the driver's gone? Cynthia Flower felt fragile. She just got divorced and was feeling her age. She felt that her true self was trapped in a bodily cage. For her body was something she could not adjust to. She looked in the mirror and said, I know now what I must do. For her body naked made Cynthia squirm. Droopy and flabby where it used to be firm. She had her mother's nose, which she'd always hated, and her face looked lined and desiccated. So she surfed the net till she found a site that offered an escape route from her plight. It said, see what cosmetic surgery can do to create a new rejuvenated you. Enhance your breasts, reduce your thighs, remove the carrier bags under your eyes. A facelift, no more sagging skin, remodel your nose, rebalance your chin, a tummy tuck, liposuction, silicone implants, breast reduction. Breasts can now be recreated, and even your nipples relocated. Time and the years may do their worst, but the effects of aging can be reversed. Cynthia Flower was elated at the prospect of being renovated. She took out a loan, for her means were small, and signed up for a thorough overhaul. Now the time has passed and it's 1 year on. The scars have faded and the bruising's gone. It's New Year's Eve and Cynthia Flower is alone and waiting for the midnight hour. Her Botox face is like a disguise. Her streamlined body she doesn't recognise. There's a heart-shaped emptiness at her core. Cynthia doesn't know who she is anymore. Now it's welcome to the new year, and on TV, Superman screams, I'm a celebrity. While Cynthia swallows a bottle of pills and prepares to sleep the sleep that will cure all ills. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
sunlight bends. I've still got thoughts to remind me. I can feel the rain. I still got the thought.
Explaining, we say things to be quoted in glossy magazines and strike iconic poses like we're on TV screens. We're living in the moment, we're acting on a whim. All we really want is for somebody to say, look at him. The hilarious one-liners that just pop into your head. Well, you just want somebody to remember what you said. And my team of script writers, they keep feeding me lines, so I look like a character who everyone admires. My political advisors, they keep me well informed, so I look like a radical who thinks outside the norm. In the film of my life, we end up together.
chance is just a distraction along the way, but the feel of your life could be different altogether. And I could just be a distraction before you find someone who really holds an attraction. Whoa, whoa. And if this is my world, then nothing could disturb it. No, that would be absurd. The plot is far too perfect for things not to work out. I think that's how things ought to be, although I have my doubts. So what do people say about me when I'm not around? We ended up together, and all distractions cleared out of the way. But in the film of your life, I'm more like a plot device. So I'm rewriting my script to make you more of a minor character. Entertaining, something that will be simple, won't need too much explaining. I'll watch somebody else's life in a manageable time, and I'll find my scriptwriter and I'll get on with mine.
Yo, check this out, this is Punjabi MC. Right now I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.